Om Shanti. In the last recording, we spoke about two aspects of Sea Father. I'm continuing the recording here with other aspects of Sea Father that we need to look into in order to focus our effort making. The third aspect of Sea Father, in the last recording, we spoke about seeing the life of Brahma, and we also spoke about looking at the template of divinity that Baba is creating for me through the Muralis. The third aspect of Sea Father that I want to mention is about looking at the role of Shiv Baba. In Bhakti, Shiva is called as the Ardha Nari Nareshwar, or the Lord who is both in the forms of the male and the female. As we have understood the role of Shiva Baba, Abhyakt Bab Dada and Sakar Baba, both of them embody two aspects of Shiv Baba's personality. The Sakar Muralis and the Sakar Baba through Brahma reflected or showed to us the masculine principle of existence. Here I am not talking about male and female, I am talking about masculine and feminine. So the authority of the Muralis, the way in which Baba institutes a self-respect within us, where he asks us to be ignorant of all the things of the world and focus only on the aspects that he is talking about, and the force or the might with which Baba gives that knowledge base to us. All of those speak about Shiv Baba's role in the masculine principle. Hence he is the Nar aspect of it, or the Purush aspect of being in the form of Brahma. Then when we look at Shiv Baba's role as Abhyakt Bab Dada through the body of Dadi Gulzar, we see the feminine principle of Baba. In this role, Shiv Baba has the role of a mother. He is lighter in his tone of expression. He gets into the refinement of details of effort making. He speaks about the finer aspects of the self, which is what constitutes the feminine principle. To be accepting, to be accommodating, to understand and teach about all the people who are part of the drama. The way Shiv Baba meets the parties, the way Shiv Baba meets double foreigners, all his children from across the planet. So the way he gives time to them, all of that is embodied in this feminine principle that Shiv Baba exhibits through the body of Dadi. So this aspect of Ardha Nari Nareshwar, or being both in the principle of masculine and feminine aspects of his personality, show to us how should we act when we are performing karma here. It shows to us the aspects that we need to attend to in order to become complete and perfect. It shows to us the way we can use both feminine roles and masculine roles in order to become complete and perfect. For example, if I have a high sense of activity in my mind and I am constantly out there in the field of service trying to push the drama and work at getting things done, then in order to be like Baba, I need to spend some time exploring the feminine aspect of my personality, wherein I allow things to take their own course, wherein I do not push the drama, wherein I do not want or need things to happen, but I am satisfied and okay in my role as a nurturer, trying to give to others, trying to accommodate others. So if we look at the life of the dadis, we can see that in order to be complete and perfect, they too have played both kinds of roles. So this is a major aspect of Sea Father. Looking at Shiv Baba, his role as Ardhanari Nareshwar, that is the term used in bhakti, of course, but Baba is playing that role right now. He is embodying the masculine and feminine principles for us in equal measure, showing to us what it is to become a complete human being. When we meet Baba, we are in the space where we are broken or we are divided, or we are focused only on one aspect of ourself rather. We are focused only on the masculine way, or we are focused only on the feminine way. So Baba, when he comes here to correct us or reform us, he gives us the experience of, rather he shows to us by acting out what it is to be both. And when we incorporate that in our life, when we incorporate being masculine and feminine like Shiv Baba in our life, like Brahma Baba and as the dadis did, then we will be able to become complete and perfect. So as an exercise for effort making, I have to look at my sanskars and find out how different have they been from what Baba is trying to show me. And I have to work at those aspects which are not present in me right now, or which are not emerged in my consciousness. So I have to look at those aspects which tell me how to become a better person, how to have a more rounded personality. This is what Baba means by being an all-rounder. He does not want us to be truncated versions of a human being. Baba has highlighted this in the Murli. He says that if you do not have one arm or one leg, then the image is no longer worship worthy. So in order to understand how to become complete and perfect and what roles to explore during the confluence age, I need to see Father to understand the roles God is playing currently in the confluence, that of being both the person with might and authority, and that of, but yet being humble, and that of being the nurturer, the nourisher, and the silent doer who does not need any other way of expression, but just shows us simply by being what he is, how to become a better person. So this is one major aspect of Sea Father, seeing Shiv Baba in the role of embodying both the masculine and the feminine principle and trying to accept those roles which are difficult for me. Roles of being active or roles of taking a more laid-back way for me during Purusharth. So we have to look into, focus our efforts into becoming complete and perfect in these aspects. This is the third aspect of Sea Father. And connected to this, there is another aspect of Sea Father that I want to talk about. And that is the way in which Shiv Baba uses his time and his space. When Shiv Baba comes to us to talk the avyakt vanis, we can see that Baba is in a mode of speech where he gives pauses between his thoughts. His thoughts do not emerge in a, in a jump start manner, or his thoughts do not emerge in a continuous manner. There is always a pause after what he speaks, and the pause is quite long. It shows the way he understands time and space. Baba knows when he is speaking that after that sentence, there are a lot of things which are happening in that pause that he gives. Translators are translating, some people are writing things down, children are trying to make sense of what he is saying. So in the very nature that he speaks, he embodies to us both the aspects of his personality, being and doing. And after every thought in time, he gives a pause or space in between his thoughts. So the way Baba uses time here and space here shows to us that we need not be in a hurry to express ourselves all the time. We can take those little pauses in the drama and create a better act out of our personality. Create a better way to use space and time. We need not always be out there to push the drama, but we can allow the drama to take its course. So this is not about being lazy in effort making. This is about knowing a better way of expression, knowing a better way of using time and space. And when I am able to silence my thoughts to the space where I can be, or I need not express myself at all times, like Baba, then that magic that Baba seeks from us, that magic that he wants from us, happens in those moments of silence. So this is one of the major aspects of Sea Father, to learn how to use space and time. When we look at Avyakt Bab Dada's role during this period through Dadi Gulzar's body, we can also observe another thing, that Baba is present here for 6 months of the year, and the other 6 months Baba is not in our zone. Although we can access him in an avyakt manner and we can have many other experiences, but Baba is not personally present for us. This also is another aspect of using time and space. Baba allows the drama to work for those 6 months, and he is in the zone of soul consciousness in Paramdham, in his seed stage. and the remaining 6 months Baba spends it with us children. So this shows to us again the way God uses time and space. Although he has got only 100 years on this planet, but the way, the royal way in which he uses time and space, not hurrying things, not rushing things, not having this feeling that I am missing something because I am not out there all the time in the drama. So that shows his highest self-respect, which is what we have to embody in our lives. We have to learn to give space to ourselves, to the people around us. Because we are going to go to a world where there will be abundant space. And unless if we practice the sanskar of giving space to myself, of pausing after my thought, of using my time like a capsule, like a capsule of economy. This is what Baba means by saying ek nami and economy. My thought has to be economical. I do not have to continuously speak or talk or express myself or be out there in a long-winded manner. When I understand the way Shiv Baba works, he uses time and space in an abundant manner. And when I practice this sanskar of using time and space in an abundant manner, I create that nature of being in Satyug. So this is another major aspect of looking at the Father, of understanding how he uses time, space and thought. So today we spoke about two more aspects of Sea Father. The first one was about Baba's role in the masculine and feminine principle, Ardhanari Nareshwar. In order to become complete and perfect, we have to undertake roles in both the principles. And the second aspect we spoke about, Baba's nature of being and doing, using time and space in a beautiful manner in order to coordinate the drama and make it work in synchronicity. And giving those pauses and spaces after the way I use time and thought, which we have to learn from Baba. So these were the two more aspects of Sea Father that I wanted to talk about. And I hope there will be other aspects in the next recording which can express further a few other points that I want to make in this series of Sea Father. Thanks for listening to me. Om Shanti.